Random House Audio presents The Three Signs of a Miserable Job, a management fable about helping employees find fulfillment in their work, by Patrick Lencioni. Read for you by Dan Warren.
Introduction. Work has always fascinated me, though I must admit, sometimes in a slightly morbid way. I remember as a youngster being stunned and disturbed when I first learned that adults like my dad worked 8 hours or more every day at their jobs. That was more time than I spent at school, and I could barely manage that. And when I was told that many of those adults didn't really like their jobs, I was dumbfounded, unable to comprehend why people would spend so much time away from family and friends and not be happy about what they were doing. I suppose I also feared being in the same situation myself one day. My fascination with jobs only grew when I, too, joined the workforce at the age of 13. As a summertime busboy at a large restaurant, I worked with waitresses and dishwashers and cooks and bartenders, most of whom were career employees. Later, during college, I spent my summers working as a bank teller, again with full-timers. In both of these jobs, I always found myself wondering whether my co-workers enjoyed their work. And over time, I came to the inescapable conclusion that many of them did not, which continued to bother me. My obsession with work reached a whole new level when I graduated from college and landed my first full-time job as a management consultant. That's when I learned about and experienced for myself something called the Sunday Blues. The Sunday Blues are those awful feelings of dread and depression that many people get toward the end of their weekend as they contemplate going back to work the next day. I must admit that there were times toward the beginning of my career when the Sunday Blues began to take hold of me as early as...